soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Yesterday was Father's Day. Oh, I hope you had a great day. And today is our 43rd annual National Youth Conference. It's today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, till about 11 in the morning. And then we'll be on our way. We'll clean up the buildings, get everything back to normal, and we're getting ready for next Sunday. And getting ready for Sunday, which is the 28th day of June, and we're having two Sundays back-to-back, God and Country Sunday, June 28th and July the 5th. We're celebrating 2 weeks in a row, and thank God for our 250th anniversary. Higher ground, he lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. It's a great song. Let's have the singers sing for us right now. Say happy birthday today to Shane Perouche. You don't know Shane, but I do. He married my granddaughter, and Shane just a few weeks ago had his first baby, and Beckham is the baby's name. Shane, happy birthday. I love you. I pray for you every single day of your life, and I'm so thankful that you love my granddaughter, Ashlyn, so very much. And then I want to say a word again about youth conference, please pray. Please pray that God would get a hold of these young people's hearts. We live in such a soft day, and we need missionaries like Adoniram Judson and William Carey and William Borden. I'm going to tell the stories about their lives this week, and I'm so excited about it. And we're going to have great preachers, great missionaries coming in all week long from the field, and they're flying in right now, and we're excited about having them. I'm praying that God would, in a mighty, mighty way, speak to young people's heart about serving God. Joseph Brown wrote this, I believe, "Someone You Can Reach." It's a great, great song. I think you'll enjoy it. Brother Jewel has chosen a lot of mission songs this week. You'll hear them on the broadcast as we get ready to see God do a great work for worldwide missions.
Their faces look so earnestly. Their eyes are pleading longingly, wondering where their next meal will be. Just trying to make it day to day as their life so quickly slips away, with never a thought of their eternal destiny. It's time for us to look beyond ourselves. There's someone you can reach. Someone's life that you can touch. How could you give so little when we've been given so much? Someone's future is depending on what you will do. Someone in the world today, their only hope is you.
What a shame to live our whole life long and stand before our God. What a pity it would be to hear Him say these words. These are ones you could have. Future was depending on what you would do, and now they'll be forever grateful here in heaven with you. There's someone you can reach.
I thank God for the Browns, and I thank God for that song. There's someone you can reach with the gospel. Here we are in Genesis chapter 11. The whole earth was one language, one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said, go, let us build a city and a tower that may reach to the heaven, and let us make a name lest we be scattered abroad from the face of the whole earth. Verse number 8, and the Lord scattered them abroad. Verse number 9, because the Lord did confound the language of the earth, and from thence they did, the Lord scattered them. Scattering is a good thing. I'm going over to the book of James today. James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. You know, that same thing happened in Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, God said, ye shall be witnesses of me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth. The problem was chapter 1, Acts, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. They never scattered. They stayed right there at Jerusalem. And they saw that church grow to nearly 100,000 members, they say, the historians tell us. But they stayed in Jerusalem. And you get to Acts chapter 8, verse 1, it's opposite Acts 1, 8. Acts 1, 8, God said he scattered the people. He said, you won't scatter, I'll scatter you. You know, God always has a plan for our life, doesn't he? God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your church, and your church should not be one-dimensional, whatever city you live in. Well, we're going to reach our city for Christ. Well, reach your city as you reach the world. This is Youth Conference Week, and we're pleading with these young people to give their lives to Jesus Christ. There is countries of the world that need these missionaries. Argentina needs God. Australia needs God. Bolivia, Brazil, they need God. Croatia, they need God. I think of Denmark, how they need God. You go through the alphabet, city after city. I've got 195 countries I'm going to present to these children this week, these teenagers this week. And every single country, the two largest, India, largest country in the world, 1.4 billion people, and China, 1.2 billion people, they're outlawing God. In China, you cannot, they're expelling our missionaries left and right. In India, there are 12 districts now that you cannot get a job if you claim that you know Jesus Christ as Savior. India is going so Sikh religion. So much against God. We have two continents, there are two countries there, 2.5 billion people without the gospel. But we have cities that are open to the gospel. We have nations of the world that still require you can have any kind of religious training you want, an hour a week in public schools. It could be Mormonism, it could be Jehovah's Witness, it could be Islam, it could be Christianity. Well, let's get to those fields. And let's take the gospel and let's have them know that Jesus saves. That's the last song they sang at William Borden's funeral. 26-year-old boy that passed away as a missionary, died trying to reach the Muslims for Christ. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves. And I want you to pray for our youth conference this week, please. God's going to scatter them. And I pray that they'll have an open ear. Lord, here am I. Send me. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I thank God for all of you, dear listeners. I hear there's the music. Father, bless our dear listeners this day, especially those that are traveling to this area right now by car, by plane. Please give them safety. And God, I pray that this night would be a great night for thee. Pray for worldwide missions that we see it expanded this week. We thank you for our listeners. Bless each one in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.